107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Joining us on the phone line is Tim Doherty. He's the returning officer for Perth Wellington for Elections Ontario. And we're going to be talking about some of the, well, the voting changes that have been made to make it easier to vote in this upcoming election. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you today?
Doing great. So good to have you on the phone lines. What are some of these voting changes that have been made to make it easier to vote? I know you really want to get the word out about this. What are some of the changes or things people should know?
So, Jamie, a lot of the ways people can vote aren't necessarily changes. They are enhancements. And Elections Ontario, we're really trying to go with the slogan, making voting easier this year. So the first thing is we've extended the number of advanced polling days that are available for voters. We found out in the federal election that people wanted to avoid long lineups and crowds, which can occur on election day. So starting May 19th until May 28th, there are advanced polls all the way across the riding of Perth-Wellington from 5 days to 10 days, depending on the location.
So that is perfect. So again, advanced polling begins May 19th. And you also, we should remind folks the location for the returning office.
Yes, Jamie, we have a returning office at the University of Waterloo Stratford campus, 125 St. Patrick Street, as well as a satellite office at St. Joseph's Church in Listowel. People can come in during office hours at any time prior to the election and vote at the returning office and the satellite office. And office hours are from 10 until 8, Monday to Saturday, and 12 to 5 on Sunday. As I said, people could come in to the returning office or satellite office and vote at any time that we're open.
Okay, and so in terms of voting early, what do people need to know? Do they need to have, are they going to be receiving something in the mail, like their sort of official card? What do people need, either in terms of the advance polls or for Election Day?
Very shortly, voters across the riding will be receiving VIC cards. Those are those white cards that you get in the mail. Those cards will tell you where advance polls are available. It will also tell you where you are to vote on Election Day. I would add, Jamie, that for advance polls, you're not assigned to a certain area. You can vote in any advance poll anywhere across the riding while they're available, but on Election Day, you must vote at your assigned poll. One of the other things that's available is vote by mail. If you want to avoid crowds and you're concerned about that at all, or you happen to be away from your home riding, you can go on to the website, which really is a very, very good website, and apply for a vote-by-mail package.
Okay, and for...
And mail your vote in.
Perfect. So, again, there's so many different ways, be it, as you talked about, the mail-in or the advance polls. There's no reason not to cast your vote in this upcoming election. And for those that prefer to vote on the day of Election Day, June 2nd, I guess we should be mentioning just do be aware of lineups and queues, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Well, we would all like to think COVID has gone away. It's unfortunately still with us. And we're hoping to provide many other options than lining up at Election Day for people who want to exercise their democratic right to vote, which we encourage everybody who is eligible to vote to get out and cast your vote at some time during this next month.
And are there still sort of employment opportunities for anyone who wants to help out in terms of the upcoming election or for the advance polls, that sort of thing, for poll workers?
Yes, absolutely, Jamie. Thank you for asking that. We need to hire close to 200 people to run the election working in polls. We are in the process of finalizing our hiring for advance polls, but we still will need a number of people to work on Election Day. The best method, if you're interested in working, is to go to the Elections Ontario website and put in an application there, and our staff will be happy to go through those and contact people who are interested in working on Election Day.
Okay, so again, lots of great information here. Tim, is there anything else we haven't covered? And I like the way you've said it, making it voting enhancements. It's really just trying to make it easier and more convenient for people to vote and cast their ballot.
Correct, Jamie. And I think we've covered everything that is available. If anybody has questions, please call the returning office or drop by. There's staff there that are more than willing to help out. We can even do home visits. There's assistive technology for people that face barriers to voting. We can even come out and do what's called a curbside vote for people that have challenges and issues. So we're really, really focusing on that. That's saying it's making voting easy for the citizens of Ontario.
All right. Tim Doherty, returning officer, Perth Wellington for Elections Ontario. Again, advance polls. And, of course, Election Day is June 2nd for the provincial election. Tim, thank you so much for the information.
Thanks, Jamie. Have a good day.